Time for this week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
And this week I actually had a chance to talk to Cam Judge, linebacker for the Saskatchewan Roughriders here. Have a listen.
Cam Judge, you play college at UCLA, massive place. Los Angeles, you come up to Saskatchewan, nothing like that. What was your first initial reaction when you got to Saskatchewan?
It was definitely a culture shock for sure, but honestly, it's a nice change of pace. I like coming up here. It's, you know, not everything's so congested, so busy, you know, you can kind of relax. And I like coming. I like the change of pace, though, for sure.
Now that you've been here for a little bit, what would you say stands out to you as something in Saskatchewan that kind of draws you here?
The community, just it's a lot friendlier of a place than Los Angeles, that's for sure. And the community is just a special thing here.
Now you're starting to become a big time part of this defense. In your words, what do you bring to this team?
I think I bring athleticism to the team. That's something I've always prided myself on. I can move around pretty good, so I think I can get sideline to sideline pretty well. So, yeah, I think athleticism is the biggest thing I can bring.
Now, how much does a Chris Jones defense differ from anything you've ever done before?
It's pretty different, you know, especially just even the fact that there's 12 of us out there is different to be covered up here. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of moving pieces. Like a guy like Toby, you see him lining up all over the place. That's new to me, but I like it, and it seems to get the job done. So,
what's the hardest part about being a pro football player?
The hardest part, I guess, more everything. A lot of the stuff is on you, being accountable for yourself. You know, not everything's scripted out for you, what you need to do. Like, you know, you got to take care of yourself more than your coaches looking. I mean, they look out for you, but you know, you have to. You're more of an adult. You know, like, so you got to take care of your own business, handle your own stuff.
What's the easiest part?
No school. Yeah, that's the easiest part for me, not going to class.
Now, how'd you get into football in the first place?
Oh, man. I mean, my dad played, and then I saw my brother had signed up. I saw a helmet in our trunk one day, and then I wanted to play, too. I think I was, like, 5 or 6 years old, and just ever since then I've been playing.
You always wanted to be on defense?
No, I was actually a running back to start up until about high school. I thought I was going to be on offense, but took a liking to defense and
like hitting stuff. People better now?
It's definitely better to dish it out.
Now, what's Cam Judge like off the field? What keeps you busy?
I'm kind of a gamer. I play a good amount of video games. I'm pretty laid back off the field. You know, I don't really do too much, hang out.
No, video games, a lot of players that we've talked to, Fortnite, is that something that you're, like, do you join them doing that?
No, really. Fortnite's not really my game. I play this game called Overwatch. It's a shooter game as well, but that's the majority of my game hours go to is that game.
Now, growing up, who did you model your game after?
I don't know if I modeled my game after, but someone I always was watching was James Harrison. He was always one of my favorite players to watch and play. I mean, I try to hit hard like he does, but he's a little more on rushing the passer than I am. But
you don't do those crazy weights like him.
I can't quite lift as much either, but I still try to dish out what I can.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment? That's a pretty easy one. It'd probably be last year. You know, I have, going on Twitter saying some things that, in hindsight, definitely, that was probably my most embarrassing moment.
So I wasn't going to bring that up. is there anything else that kind of stands out that you want to say instead?
My most embarrassing moment, let me think.
No, I'll tell you mine, actually. Maybe it'll help, help jog something for you.
All right.
Now, when I was a kid, I wore, like, a jean shirt tucked into jeans as well, too. So bad luck from the start.
Uh-huh.
Wore it to school, assembly day. I get employee or student of the month, whatever it was. So you have to go up in front of the entire school, get your award and everything. My mom used to do laundry with the detergent, like the powder, as opposed to the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Right on my backside, big white stain, just that powder. So, I mean, I got one. You got to have something that, like, you look back, you're like, oh, man.
Actually, on the basis of going up in front of people, I remember I took a broadcasting class in high school. And we had to go do, like, a little news report in front of the whole school. And I was, like, freshman or so. And so I go up there, and I was, like, the anchor, and my voice cracked while I was talking. And the whole school started laughing. So, I mean, as a high school boy, I was a little embarrassing. Looking back, it's not too bad. But I remember in the moment, it was quite embarrassing.
Now, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Broadcasting. That's something I've wanted to do since I was little. I like talking about sports, so that's probably where I'd go.
Now, outside of football, favorite sport and favorite team?
Basketball and Lakers.
So yeah. You're probably pretty jazzed about LeBron.
Oh yeah, I'm hyped. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Yeah, we're looking to have a good year this year.
You ever get to go to any games while you were there?
Yeah, I've been to a few. You know, growing up, so yeah, I went to a couple. Yeah.
Okay, and where's your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot. The only vacation spot I've been to is Mexico, so I'd say Mexico.
All right, and finally, last one for you here. What's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've ever received. Just control what you can control and let the rest fall into place.
Just do what you can do, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Pam, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.